What's good with it, people? Welcome back to another episode of High Rise Sports Talk. This is Rise. Before we get into our topics today, what I'm going to start doing is I want to start doing a drink of the night, right? So I'm about to start now with my drink of the night is Tito's. I love vodka. And what I'm drinking on right now is Tito's. Let me go ahead and give me a shot in real quick before I get into my topics. Bam, got it in. Appreciate the Tito's for keeping me straight. All right, so what we're going to talk about is, like we always do, we're going to talk about NCAA football. We're going to talk about the NFL. And we're going to dibble and dabble into the NBA. All right, so let's get into it. All right, this NCAA football has been wild, right? Especially you got the 12 playoff theme going on this year. All right, so let's look at what we're looking at right now as far as like these teams are concerned and how they stacked up. All right, you got Oregon, who's number one. You got Georgia number two. You got Ohio State number three. You got Miami number four. You got Texas number five. Penn State number six. Tennessee number seven. Indiana number eight. BYU's number nine. Notre Dame's number 10. Then you got Bama 11. And you got Boise State 12. All right. So the way that this is looking and shaped up, I think it's only two teams this coming up week that's going to play top-ranked teams, right? Georgia. Number two, Georgia, it has number 16, Ole Miss. I think Georgia has the hardest schedule, has had the hardest schedule this year, right? Even though they got Ole Miss ranked at number 16, that number really does not give them credit to what they have been able to do this year. So Georgia is going down there to is playing Ole Miss. It's going to be a hard game for them. It's going to be a very hard game for them. So they need to watch out for that one or whatever. But then you got, okay, you're going back to number one, Oregon. Who they play? They're fucking around with Maryland, right? Who going to watch that shit? You got Ohio State, who just came off of an outstanding win last week when they, beating Penn State or whatever. But they got Purdue. Once again, you got Miami at number four. They're playing Georgia Tech. Miami ain't been playing no fucking body. They got Georgia Tech coming up. Texas is playing Florida Gators or whatever. With that game, I was a little bit nervous on that game or whatever. Florida, they look pretty good too, but I think their quarterback just went out. I don't know if he's going to be ready to play for that game or not, but to be continued on that one. Penn State, they're playing Washington. Tennessee is going down there to Starkville playing Mississippi State. You got Indiana playing Michigan. BYU is playing Utah. Notre Dame is playing Florida State. Here's another good one. Alabama, number 11, Alabama is going down there to Louisiana playing LSU. Now, this game right here is going to be a big one because if Alabama, they can't afford to lose any more games. They can't. If they go down there and lose to LSU, it's a done deal with Bama. They are not in the playoffs because LSU is hungry. I think LSU can pull this one out and beat Bama. I think they can. But then you got number 12, Boise State playing Nevada. All right. So this is what we're looking like. You know, halfway through the season, this is starting to ramp up to be an outstanding NCAA football year. You know, you don't have the regular dogs. You know, Bama is still in the mix, of course, but they're number 11. You got Georgia that's still in it. But you're starting to see a little bit of mixture, right? You got Indiana in there. Who ever thought Indiana would actually be in a playoff picture? BYU, right? You got Boise State. Boise State has been scratching the last few years as far as like being teetering, being that good. Their schedules are still kind of fucked up, right? But it's good to see them that they're in there. But we still got a little ways to go, so. You still got teams that are knocking on the fucking door that could be in there. You got Colorado could be in there. They're looking pretty good. So to be continued when it comes to that shit. But I think this season is turning out pretty good. All right, I'm all for it. All right, so then let's move on to the NFL. All right, before I start talking about the rest of the NFL, let me talk about my Cowboys. I'm gonna rephrase that. Let me talk about my stinking ass Cowboys. All right. Before I get into all that, It don't matter if they go 0-4. I done said this many times. I'm still going to root for my Cowboys. I'm still going to ride or die with them. We ain't a fair weather fan here. I can't stand motherfuckers that got them when their team are doing less than or whatever it is. They jump off the fucking bandwagon. Oh, I ain't fucking with them. Da, da, da. I don't deal with motherfuckers like that, right? If you're going to find a team, you stick with them, you stay with them, because you're going to celebrate with them when they winning. So, hey, go down with the fucking ship, right? So let's get into this. All right, so last week, Dak Prescott got hurt. CeeDee Lamb got hurt. So they're going to be out, right, this week playing or whatever. But and it's crazy because they play the Eagles. So they're going to be out. Cooper Rush, you know, a few years ago, he came in for Dak when Dak was hurt, whatever, and he did his damn thing. But that defense was banging back then, right? So I don't know how this is going to fucking go. Right? I know how it's going to go. I know how it's going to go. I just hope that fucking goddamn Saquon Barkley don't pull no shit on us like he did last week, right? Because that shit was fucking embarrassing. But, so, for me, I'm still going to root for my team. But at the end of the day, the season's fucking over. The season's over with. Right? Jerry Jones made, he fucked up. Right? He fucked up the church's money. He fucked this one up. But it is what it is, right? Hey, let's finish out the season and let's get back to the fucking drawing board and then we go from there, right? But something that's been going viral, right? It's been going viral. They showed where Dak Prescott was sitting on the side, was standing on the sideline after the last game. And his words were, "We fucking suck." You know, it's been a lot of questions and concerns or whatever it is about what he said. Me personally, I like it. I fucking like it. Too many years, too many times, Dak Prescott has said the right thing. Dak Prescott goes up to the podium. He gives the politically correct answer all the fucking time. Right? Oh, he's an outstanding quarterback when it comes to saying the right things. I get it. But at the end of the day, fuck that. Right? Hey, Dak Prescott, I love it, brother. Keep saying what the fuck you're saying. Because at the end of the day, yeah, we fucking suck. We do. The passion is not there. It's not there. And it's okay for you to say that. You ain't lying. You ain't fucking lying. It's cool. Say what's on your mind, brother. Because me personally, it's been too many times where people sit here and they look at the fucking quarterback. The quarterback ain't doing this. The quarterback ain't doing that. But hey, the motherfucking quarterback, Troy Aikman, actually came out and talked about that shit. Receivers are not where they're supposed to be at. Right? We sit there, training camp, all season, going over these fucking goddamn routes. I'm getting comfortable with you. You're getting comfortable with me. So when you come out of your route, this is where you at. This is where I'm going to throw it to. If you ain't fucking there, then you fuck it up. That's not your route. But it's too many times when Dak throws a fucking pass, they're like, oh, who the fuck is he throwing it to? Oh, he sucked. Oh, he fucking trash. Oh, hold up. Au contraire, motherfuckers. Au contraire. Dak has just not been saying anything. I'm glad Troy Aikman has came out and said these things. Because a lot of this onus has been on Dak Prescott. It has. We can even go back to a few years ago when Amari Cooper was playing. I love Amari Cooper. But I've seen some games where he just stopped. He like, fuck it. Now, I don't know if he was just frustrated with the team. I don't know. But it looks like Dak Prescott did not do what he's supposed to do. Right? But he's a G with it. What does he always say? I need to do this. I need to do that. He never throw nobody under the fucking bus. He should. He fucking should. And I don't know what it is with the number fucking 88. It's just like when motherfuckers put on number 88 in Dallas, the motherfuckers turn into goddamn divas. Like, come on, CD. I know you the fucking man. But they turn into the fucking divas. Right now, I am not gonna get into all that. I talked about that fucking the last episode, so I'm not gonna fucking goddamn beat a goddamn dead horse. right? It is what it is. You know what I'm talking about? So all I'm saying is, Dallas Cowboy fans, hey, keep it fucking moving, man. We can't, hey, we can't win them all. We can't win them all. And everybody like, oh, fucking Dallas is sucked. Listen, let me tell y'all one fucking thing, man. Me being a Cowboy fucking fan, I've never told anybody that fucking, this is our year, we're going to the fucking Super Bowl. I've never told anybody that. I think I touched on this before. Me and my partners have never said no shit like that. But let me say this. When you have a fucking team that's good, anybody's going to say that they have a fucking chance. Anybody. We have a chance too. Especially Dallas have won 11, 12 games for the last few years, right? 10, 11, 12, some shit like that or whatever. But they've been in that margin, right? Why wouldn't you say, hey, we have a chance? You look at your fucking team. Anybody look at their team and say, okay, we're feeling pretty good. Hey, okay, we fucking suck this year. I'm just sick of this fucking Dallas Cowboy fucking hate. I am. And then one motherfucker says it, and everybody runs with it. It's like Stephen A. said it. Some other motherfucker said, oh, Dallas Cowboy fans, da, 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 da. And now it's like, it's just the narrative now. Like, oh, Dallas Cowboy fans, they say we're going to make it every year. Every year. Man, get the fuck out of here. But it is what it is. Let me fucking move on. All right. So what are we looking at this week when it comes to the NFL? We got the Bengals and the Ravens, right? I'm waiting for this game. I want to watch this game or whatever because for some reason, everybody's just so fucking high on Joe Burrow, right? Now, I know Joe Burrow fucking goddamn coming out of fucking LSU. He winning the championship over there, smoking his fucking cigar, all that good shit or whatever. Cool, got it, right? He came in the NFL and he has been doing his thing, whatever. But everybody is so fucking hot. They're playing fucking Lamar Jackson. Lamar fucking Jackson. But then the scuttlebutt is like, oh, they're playing Joe Burrow. Man, fuck that. I'll take fucking goddamn Lamar Jackson over Joe Burrow any fucking day. Any fucking day. They look at it like, oh, well, you know, Joe Burrow, when he first came in, he did X, Y, and Z. Okay, cool, got it. What the fuck ever? You want to look at everything? Lamar Jackson just started to fucking get some goddamn help over there. Just started. Well, Lamar Jackson in the playoffs or whatever, cool, got that shit though too. But you look at the core individual quarterback, right? Just the quarterback from top to bottom. Lamar Jackson, hands down, is a better fucking quarterback than Joe Burrow. My opinion. And you know the old saying, opinions is like booty holes. Everybody fucking got one. That's how I see it. So I'm ready to look at that one or whatever and see how that goes or whatever. You know what I mean? So let's talk about these goddamn Chiefs, man. These Chiefs is fucking goddamn 8-0. Looking to fucking goddamn three-peat. You know what I mean? They're looking to three-peat or whatever. So I'm really feeling these fucking Chiefs, this Chiefs three-peat, right? And my thing, you know, I'm a Texas boy. So, you know, I'm rooting for goddamn Patrick Mahomes. Now, the only thing about the Chiefs that kind of throw me off a little bit is they're starting to get a little bit hollered. All right, Taylor fucking Swift. A cool guy. I know fucking the Swifties going to hate when I fucking say this shit. It is what it is. But goddamn, I watch the game to watch the fucking game. I don't want to fucking see Taylor Swift goddamn ass every few seconds. I don't want to see that shit. I don't. Right? But anyway, I'm looking forward to seeing this game or whatever. Hey, let's keep it fucking moving, Chiefs. You know, I'm rooting for y'all to do this fucking three-peat. Now, the Chiefs, in week 11, they played the stink-ass fucking Bills. I call them stink-ass because I got a partner that's a fucking Buffalo Bills fan, and he pissed me off every time he talked about them. Well, he's always like, oh, we this, we that, Bills Mafia. Get the fuck out of here with that shit, right? This is going to be a very interesting game. So with this game, I don't know where this game is going to be at, but I hope it's in fucking goddamn in Buffalo. or Jersey, wherever the fuck they play it, right? I hope it's there, because the Buffalo Bills, to me, have come up short like everybody fucking else. But they always get the fucking benefit of the doubt. Right? Why? Oh, Josh Allen is just this amazing fucking quarterback. I'll give him props. He's pretty good. But not to that fucking extent. I've seen that about 2 years ago, everybody was on fucking, it was on Dak's ass about the fucking interceptions he threw or whatever it was, or whatever. Josh Allen was on the same level. I think he had like maybe like one or two interceptions less than fucking Dak Prescott. Right? I don't know if it's because of the star or whatever it is. I don't know. But Josh Allen been coming up fucking short. So he needs to start getting the same scrutiny as all these other fucking quarterbacks that's coming up goddamn short. Or he ain't got nobody. He just had fucking Diggs. Diggs had to get out of that because he was smelling it. He was smelling his own shit. You want shit before Diggs got there. He got there. Y'all doing y'all thing. And now, oh, it's all me. No, bitch, it ain't you. So then what they had to do? They had to go get Amari Cooper. Had to get Amari Cooper. Right? So, Chiefs, bust they motherfucking ass. That's a game that I want to watch. Bust they ass. All right? So what else we got coming up? Right? We got the Steelers and we got the Commanders. It's going to be a pretty good game, right? Steelers is 6-2. You got the goddamn Commanders 7-2. All right. I think Mike Thomas is going to draw some shit or whatever and bust these boys' ass, right? Seeing that I'm a Cowboy fan, I don't root for neither one of these fucking teams, right? But that being said, if I had to, I'm going to root for the Steelers. I like Mike Tomlin. I like what he stands for. I like what he does. I just like he's just a fucking cold dude like that. You know, I ain't coaching and I like what he does over there in Pittsburgh. So I'm rooting for the Steelers. Let's see what they do. But week 11, you got the Commanders and you got the Eagles. That's going to be a big one, right? We're going to see how Jalen Hurts actually fucking goddamn navigates this shit. I don't know. They may let Saquon Barkley just do his fucking thing. Hopefully they do. I don't know, right? But that's going to be an interesting game to watch as well. All right, so let's go and switch over to the goddamn NBA. The NBA has been very interesting this year, right? I mean, shit. Who the fuck you got? I mean, matter of fact, let's start off with these stink-ass Lakers, right? The fucking Lakers, right? How the fuck? So AD was doing his thing. I'm hearing motherfuckers talk about, oh, MVP AD. That's a nigga new name, MVP AD, okay? But what happened? Like, where's the cream filling? And what I mean by that nigga soft, right? Soft in the sense of nigga bones just, like, what the fuck be going on with AD? Every time you look around, he fucking hurt. Now, they didn't drop what? Like, about 3-4 games now? Like, damn. I thought y'all got who y'all drafted Bronny. Put him in there. Let him spin. Put him in. Let him spin. Let him do his thing. Because evidently, that's that 55 pick. The 55th pick. Let him spin. Let him do his thing. Let's see what he can do for you. So, let's look at this. We got the Eastern Conference, right? The Cavs. That's surprising. They're 9-0. Right, I didn't expect Donovan Mitchell to stay in Cleveland. Right, that surprised me when he decided to stay. But you know what? Big ups to the old Spider Man, because you don't see that a lot. You know, you see a lot of people dumping and dodging, moving around, or doing things or whatever. I'm glad that he stayed there with fucking Cleveland or whatever, and they making it do what it do down that way. They 9-0, they're leading in the fucking Eastern Conference. Then you got the Celtics. They 7-2. I guess Jaylen Brown is out or whatever. I'm pretty sure they're gonna fix that situation or whatever. Them boys is they too deep over there in fucking Boston not to actually come out on top. I still got Boston and Eastern Conference as my fucking favorite, right? You got the Pacers, and this shit is like a dump. It's a dump. You go from, and what I mean by that is you go from Cleveland 9-0 to the Celtics 7-2 to fucking the Pacers 4-4. Damn, Tito. You got the Pacers 4-4. You got the Nets coming in at 4-4. You got the Hawks 4-5. The Knicks are 4-3. And I don't even listen. I don't even give a fuck. Because the Knicks, I already said this a million times. The Knicks, hey, you want to talk about a nauseating fucking goddamn fan base? You talk about the New York fucking Knicks. Right? We the Mecca. We the X, Y, Z. Y'all ain't fucking shit. Knicks ain't won shit since when? Bernard King? I don't fucking know. Right? Stephen A. New York stand up, man. Fuck that. Knicks ain't, hey, they ain't shit. They ain't gonna ever be shit. 3-4. Y'all got Carl Anthony Towns ass over there. Y'all thought y'all was gonna be the eight. Hey, all that. And ain't doing shit. You're 3-4. Now I know the season, they 3-4 season just started, whatever, but hey, I hope y'all stay there like that. You got the Heat that's 3-4, the Bulls 3-5, the Hornets 3-5, right? And I'm not even gonna go through all this bullshit ass list or whatever, because the only thing I will talk about is these two teams right here. This is very surprising. You got the Bucks that's 1-6. The fucking Bucks. They're number 14. And then you got the Sixers that's fucking 1-6. Now, with the Sixers, cool, got it. Joel is out. Paul George was out. I just found out today that fucking Maxey is out. Right? So I think Paul George will play tonight or whatever, but they got a lot of injuries right there. I just don't understand how they let Joel Embiid play in the fucking Olympics, knowing that he was fucking hurt from last year. I mean, you gotta, hey, they get a straw, suck that shit up. You ain't gonna get no goddamn gold this year. We need you to fucking come play. We paying you all this fucking money. And I think Giannis is hurt over there. You know what I mean? So those two fucking pretty much surprised me. Let's look at the Western Conference real quick. You got the Suns at 7-1. That's not surprising. Thunder 7-1. Now the Warriors 7-1. That's a little bit surprising or whatever, right? But damn, you can't. Hey. When you got fucking goddamn the babyface assassin over there and Steph Curry, I mean, you can't count that. You can't count the Warriors out at all, man. You got Steve Curry over there too or whatever. It's really not kind of like surprising. I mean, shit, he doing his thing over there, right? You get Buddy Hield over there. He doing his thing or whatever. Big ups to him. So then, you know, number four, you got the Rockets is 5-5-3. You got my Mavs 5-3. Boys looking pretty good, you know what I mean? Then you got the Nuggets 5-3. That's pretty much that's not surprising. Nuggets that's five and three because Jamal Murray is out. All right, you got the Kings that's 5-3, Timberwolves that's 4-3. Timberwolves 4-3. That's surprising. With them and the Grizzlies, is just 5-4. All right. But everybody else, it is what it is, right? We're not gonna go through all that shit or whatever. All right. So you're starting to feel this thing with the NBA, right? You got Ja Morant. Ja Morant went at fucking LeBron James the other day or whatever, talking shit, X, Y, and Z. There you go. I like that. We're starting to get back to the old style of fucking basketball, right? We ain't got to be partners. And every time you come out here, I'm going to try to bust your goddamn ass. Anthony Edwards is another one. I was reading the other day, Anthony Edwards told Bronny, hey, you ain't got to wash your jersey tonight because you only played 3 goddamn minutes. There we go. Let's start getting back to it. I don't want to be your partner, man. I want to get out on this motherfucking floor and thrash you. That's what it is, right? Let's compete. Let's compete when we get on this floor. Let's we're warriors. Let's go at it. This whole fucking goddamn thing about, hey, we partners, X, Y, Z, I cool, gather, whatever. You can do that shit off the floor. Let's show some intensity. Let's get it in. Everybody is talking shit about fucking Anthony Edwards. Do your thing, bro. Talk your shit. Ja Morant, talk your shit. Everybody know I'm a Draymond Green. Do your thing. That's what makes it so entertaining and great. We're starting to peek back into that old NBA. You know what I mean? So. That's it for me. Once again, I appreciate you. If you're out there listening to me, I appreciate you listening to my podcast, High Rise Sports Talk. I'm going to keep doing my thing. For those that are listening, like I said once before, I appreciate it. All right. Y'all be easy out there.